This week, the fiends watched.
Immaculate.
Perfect. 2024.
This is actually
Another movie called Immaculate that was from some other year.
Mikey, it's probably nine.
Yeah, Immaculate's a very, you know, tight word, can mean a lot of things.
And it's a great title for something.
Whatever you want to do with
sure.
it. Sure. You
song,
wanna,
porn, porn.
Immaculate. It's a good rapper name, maybe,
oh,
right? I'm
dude.
Immaculate. Yeah, dude, that was my favorite word. Immaculate rap as you bastard with that. It was just the best word to
dude,
rhyme
it's
with.
Perfect. Rhymes with the jackalit.
A jackalit.
Jackalit.
So this is the new SS movie.
Yeah,
not the hand raising SS
guys.
The
Reich or anything.
No Reichs. It's the
Sydney Sweeney.
There you
vehicle.
Go. There you go. Yeah.
Produced by Sydney Sweeney.
Yes, her husband, because her husband's a producer.
Right. So really, it's the husband because women don't really do anything. She's
absolutely
just just the talent. We get it.
Yes, and. You know, this movie would have probably never seen the light of day if it wasn't for Sydney Sweeney starring in it.
It didn't. It was in production, pre-production 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This would never be anything unless, if it wasn't for SS.
Sure.
I'm just going to call her SS because
I like it.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never referred to her as SS, but I'm only going to
I just thought of it because you said the initials before the podcast. You're like,
that's
SS
right,
is great. I go, you know what? SS is good.
Hey,
SS
guess what?
Is great.
No, guess what? No one else is calling her that, and I think it'll kick off from here. People are going to call her SS.
SSDD.
Ooh, sucking.
Got it. Well, let's take it easy.
All
right, so we watched it totally separately.
Yeah.
I want to know what your... Spoiler-free for now.
Sure.
We'll wait
a
little bit later to spoil it. Spoiler-free, dude. Mm-hmm. What did you think of this horror film?
Yes, Mikey. This is what I thought. So it opens up, and I just go, oh, it's another just nun horror movie. We've seen them at convents. How many convent movies...
Nunneries,
dude. Very good point.
Which you brought up before.
That's right. How many? I mean, we're getting nunned to death.
There's a lot of nuns, and I want none of it. Yeah,
I don't want none of it. So I wasn't on board until I was. I think the movie took a nice little turn.
Okay.
And I started to go, you know what? Because Sydney?
You said Cindy, yeah.
Sydney was very one note, as she always is.
She's not a good actress. She's not a good actress.
But then I go, all right, you know what? I'm actually along for this ride. And we're going to talk about obviously when. But
okay.
I felt like it actually sucked me in. And I didn't think I was going to. I was like,
of course.
It's a 90-minute nun movie. It's going to be horror. It's going to be... We're going to be seeing a lot of, like, you know, visions and spirits and stuff. We got some of that, but I was actually surprised about how it made me do the 180, probably in the first, towards the end of the first act, maybe second act. But, yeah, dude, overall, I would say that I enjoyed the movie. It's not great. It's not even that good. But I was in, I think a lot of it has to do with the result. It went from not as, I didn't like it, to I actually liked it. As the movie was going, there was like a nice little uphill slope for me. So that's how I feel overall in general, man.
Okay. Nice.
What do you think about it, dude?
I didn't like it. I'm not a nun guy. I don't like nuns in general. I have a bad history with them. I'm sick of nun movies. I'm done with it. And this was getting good reviews, so I was like, all right, let's see what this is all about. And I'm actually kind of the reverse from you, because actually in the beginning, but I like a lot of setups. I like when you don't know the mystery, you don't know what's going to happen yet.
Sure.
Everything, the whole world is open to you. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
So that's why I was like, oh, what are these nuns? Because the opening scene, you know that they are evil. Mm. Because this girl's trying to escape, and then they break her leg when she's running through a fence. So you, right off the bat, you're like, okay, something's wrong with this place. What is wrong with this place? So that first, 40 minutes, it kept me being like, okay, what is it? What are they doing to these nuns? That's what kept me in it. And then once I realized the title of the movie hit with a plot point, I go, oh, yeah, okay. Okay, I get it. I get
sure.
Another fucking pregnancy horror movie? Give me a fucking break. I'm sorry, dude. Enough. Enough with pregnant horror movies.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't give a fuck if you're trying to tell a story with about an allegory for abortion and the Catholic Church, because that's what I think this was trying to do. Fine. Like, great. Awesome. Great. I don't care about it in a movie. You don't have to fucking give a political statement about abortion in a goddamn movie that we've seen a thousand times.
A million, yeah.
Mikey, horror movie, single woman, pregnant. Mm. It's like, oh, devil's baby, the Antichrist, Jesus is coming, there's a cult doing it. Like, I don't like that. It's not for me. Mm. Maybe some people do like that subgenre. Mm. I don't. So I didn't like this movie. And they, like you said before, you're like, we're going to see jump scares and spirits. And I'm like, we did. Mm. There were so many jump scare dream things that happened. And I hate those.
I hate them.
You know, I hate those.
I hate those too.
I can't stand them. And the ending didn't make up for the plot and the whole thread of the movie. The ending didn't make up for it for me. It didn't, like, I was hoping, like, oh, maybe the ending's going to be really awesome.
Sure.
To make all the generic shit prior worth it. And it just didn't. The ending, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
smash.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Sure.
Like, it just didn't, it didn't make up for it.
Yeah, we started off on different trajectories.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like you were more excited in the beginning, and then you lost it. And I was like, yep. Nah, I'm not that excited in the beginning. And I go, oh. And then by the end, I was on board.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was flipped. We flip-flopped.
Yeah. We topsy-turvied it.
And I wouldn't even say I was, like, enjoying it in the beginning. I was just curious as to what's going to happen.
Right.
And then nine times out of 10, when they answer that, it's never as good as the setup. It just, that's just what movies are. So,
yeah, I mean, I the opening, I did like them just letting us know right off the bat that everything's not honky dory here, dude.
Yeah.
You know, something's going on because this chick is trying to escape.
Yes.
And they won't let her. And at first, did you kind of feel when, guys, in the beginning, another nun is trying to escape and she actually does. Did you feel, though, that, like, when she got outside the fence, I'm like, oh, what are they going to do? She's already outside.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
Absolutely. I'm like, they're just going to pull her back. And I didn't think that they were going to snap her leg. That was a great move. That was a great move.
Burying her alive.
Yeah, that was crazy. But that part is never explained.
No. I have a million questions about that because, like, okay, so was she someone who they were trying?
Whoa, you don't want to spoil.
Was she someone important?
You were just about to spoil it. I just stopped you. You were just about to spoil it.
Was she someone important?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
In the ring?
If they were doing what they were doing to her, why would they bury her alive? It didn't add up for me.
Yeah.
When they revealed the end of the movie, I'm like, wait, so what about the nun in the beginning?
Yeah.
Why are they going to the trouble to bury her alive?
Right,
like, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
So it was kind of dumb. But the beginning gave me Suspiria vibes, especially the remake of Suspiria. I was like, oh, this is going to be kind of cool. It has good reviews. So it's not just your generic The Nun movie. It's not that. Mm. So it's got to be something different. Ooh, maybe it's like Suspiria. Mm. Maybe it's that angle. And that's what I was kind of excited about in the beginning, curious about. And then it just didn't turn to that. Like, this nun, it's about a nun, Sydney Sweeney, who I never bought as a nun.
Nope.
I never bought that she was a nun.
No.
I never did.
Nope. Not at all.
You didn't either? Okay.
No, not at all. I hate it. Like, it's weird. I wrote it down. I go, it's interesting seeing her with no makeup.
Yeah,
because you're
exactly.
Not used to it.
But she still looks, she's like gorgeous. So she still looks beautiful. It doesn't matter with her without makeup. Like, it literally, and they only say one line to address it. Like, oh, she sure is a pretty one. Like, that's all they say. That's it. And I'm like, this girl's not, like, she's just not a nun.
I know.
And I just didn't buy her as a nun. Maybe that's a personal problem for me. I just didn't buy her as a nun.
No, she's definitely not the best person for this job, actor-wise, for sure.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you could have gotten someone else in there that's just more believable. And she was so one note. I know that's kind of her thing all the time anyway. Until the end, probably.
When you say one note, what do you mean by one note?
So, like, if just you watch
curious.
Euphoria, if you watch her in this or any other movie.
Euphoria, for sure. Yeah,
it's always the same tone, and it's always, oh, I'm from Detroit, and da-da-da. It's never, like, she doesn't do that good of a job with emotion.
Yeah.
But she's very always the same, that it kind of, like, in the first 15 minutes, I'm like, she hasn't changed her inflection at all.
Yeah, and even throughout the movie, there are things happen to her, and I'm like, you should be flipping out right now.
Right, she doesn't flip out to the very end.
To the very end. She doesn't flip, she should be flipping the fuck out. Even when she's by herself and something happens, she sees something in the doorway, like a nun, like, you'd be saying, like, what is that? What is, like, you wouldn't just be like, oh, oh, flip the light on. Yeah. Oh, okay, it's gone. Like, it just, it's never not real, that. Man. It's I can't not real.
Because it does take you out of it. And that's what I just, yes. I didn't buy her as the nun. But so, I liked the vibe of the nunnery, though.
Well, so there you go. So it's about a nun, Sydney Sweeney, going to this place, running from something. We don't really know what she's running from, but she just wants to be a nun. She's taking her vows that night. She's very excited about it. They don't tell you what time period this takes place in the beginning, which was a conscious choice, I think, they did, and then sure. Until one scene they reveal, you're like, oh, this is not what I thought it was older times.
I thought it was like the 70s.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote down. I said in one of the scenes, where is it? Yeah, well, it kind of spoils something, but whatever. But yeah, the last part is I literally thought it took place in the 70s or 80s, because right. That's the way that they kind of address everything, the technology that they bring out. I'm like, this is old technology.
Yeah.
But she goes to this nunnery to take her vows. That is it. There's no plot. There's no motivation. There's no character behind her. The only thing we know is that she had a near-death experience where she died for like a minute or something. When she was
7 minutes.
When she was under the water, ice pond.
Back in Detroit.
She was under an ice pond or whatever. So that's the only character we get from her. Other than that, we don't know anything about her.
No.
I mean, nothing about her.
The sense you get from the priest is there's something, this priest isn't just a normal priest, right? Yeah. He's a younger, better looking kind of guy. There's the old priest who's there and
he's like the cardinal or whatever.
He's definitely the cardinal. He touches kids.
Blue Jay or something. Yeah, he's something.
All cardinals touch kids.
Yep.
But this other priest, you just know right off the bat, you're like, oh, I see what's going on here. Because did you know going into the movie that she was going to be preggers?
No, I didn't watch the trailer. I had no idea what this was going to be about.
I forget how, maybe it was a description of the movie or
trailer?
Something. No, I didn't watch the trailer for this.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't it say in IMDb though?
No clue.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
I didn't go to IMDb page. I didn't do shit, dude.
Okay. You just went straight to
the
movie.
You just said Immaculate and I go, okay, cool. Let's do it.
Yeah, never mind. It doesn't say anything about her getting pregnant. But I don't know. See, I think I thought of Immaculate Conception.
Yes, because you believe in it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's my whole life is dedicated to that one ideology. But you just get the sense that, you know, there's something up with the nunnery here. You know that there's that older crazy nun. See, I thought they were going to maybe do even more with her.
The one
who's like literally delusional and the lady showing them around.
Oh, not
like,
the head nun you're saying. No, you're saying
like,
the
sometimes you just have to help her and play into it. I'm like, oh, they're going to use her for something. Not really.
They used her a couple times for some like scares.
Sure.
Cut the hair outside when Sydney Sweeney's looking
down,
in.
Praying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was.
I think so. There was a bunch of old white nuns.
They blend in.
I thought they were all three different ones, to tell you the truth, Mikey. So I don't know. You're saying one. I thought it was just three old crazy nuns. That's just what I. Because
there was the one who's like, where's my dad?
Well, because all the nuns are there to take care of dying nuns. That's basically what the nunnery is.
Right.
Is that they are there to take care of nuns who are on their way to heaven.
Right. Right.
That's their job, which is like a shit job. Like, I don't know. It's like one of the worst jobs you can have. It's a good thing.
No, hey,
it's a great thing.
To them.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I just mean that's like a shit job if you're a nun. Like, wouldn't you want to go like,
I don't know, anything else?
Anything else besides that? No. I mean, that's like a horrible, there's a scene where they're like, you have to wipe her ass. Oh. Like they say something like that.
She said like, you have to check the feces.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
had a little montage scene with like playful music,
yep.
You know, and it kind of, I appreciated that though. I'm glad it wasn't just like, I don't know. It kind of gave it felt like an older like 70s movie because of that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or not really?
I don't know what you mean, but yeah, sure. I'm with you. Like I don't know what you mean by that, but I like the scene. I liked,
because she makes
a friend.
She makes a friend.
Right. But my first note is, and this is why I wanted it to be Suspirious, because when she first gets to the nunnery, there's that. There's the old head nun, right, that only speaks Italian.
Right.
And then there's the one who has to get, she's kind of the translator one for Sydney Sweeney when she first gets there.
She's the one they don't like.
Really mean, right?
Right.
And in my first note was, I said, this girl's being really mean, but she's doing it to warn her because she doesn't want Sydney Sweeney to take her vows and stay here because she knows that they're up to something evil. And it's not that.
No.
I thought it was going to be something clever like that.
That would have been cool.
Where it's like, oh, she's we're all supposed to hate her and think she's mean.
Yeah.
But actually, In the third act, it's revealed she was doing this to try to get tell Sydney Sweeney to get away from
right,
here.
Right.
But she couldn't say it out loud because right. all the other nuns were around.
That would have been cool, dude.
Of course. That'd be great. That would have been fucking awesome. But no, instead, it's just, no, this is the mean one.
You're right.
Who tries to kill her at some point.
She gives her the out, dude. She gives her the, hey, like, you cannot take him tonight and no one's going to care.
She's literally like, you shouldn't take your vows tonight. Like, yeah. you shouldn't. Yeah. I don't, you take your time. You, like, this is not a good place and right. da da da. So I was like, oh, this is going to be cool, man. And she's going to be the one to help her escape. This is going to be cool. Nope,
but she does it.
Just tries to kill her at one point, like later on in the movie. Like, there's no creativity there. There's no nothing.
Yeah, that scene was strange.
Which one? Oh, when she tried to kill her?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that.
So she takes her vows.
She takes her vows. Well, she goes in and she hears something in the big cathedral, and she goes in, and these nuns wear this red thing over their face, like a red veil, I guess you call it, right?
Yeah, yeah, veil.
So, like, you can't see their faces, and there's one, like, on the ground. Looks like she's, like, passed out and all fucked up. She's, like, praying, I think it was.
She's like,
what
she's having a moment, and we emotion. She's like, the nuns here, something with emotions. She's
yes.
Like, something like that.
But I think they used it as, like, a distraction, because then all of a sudden, Sydney Sweeney passes out from, was it drinking the wine?
I'm
is that why she passed
the
out?
Wine, but then right? I remember I was thinking back hit? Later. No, she doesn't get hit, but like she does show her, and I think she even hands her the actual nail from the crucifix.
Yes, yes,
so I was
yes.
like, oh, I forgot are they about trying that. To say that like if you touch it, because like later in the movie, the priest has gloves on. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, are you not supposed to? But we have to assume it's from the wine.
No, it was definitely from the wine. But the point of that scene is that, yeah, they have one of the actual nails that Jesus was crucified with. That's right. what this movie's telling us. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's it. Yeah. I haven't seen that in a movie.
No.
Like, that's cool that they have the actual nail that went into his hand or feet or whatever.
Right.
So that's cool. But the point of that scene is to let us know she was passed out for some sort of period of time.
Right.
That's it. That's all we know. So that's the catalyst for the rest of the movie.
That's it.
That's
right.
it. That's what happened. They do all their weird shit when she was passed out right there. And then the movie kind of starts from there. Mm-hmm. She starts experiencing. And the next note is just a dream jump scare. That's the first scare of the movie is a dream jump scare. And it's so fucking annoying.
I hated it.
And I hated it.
I hated it. That scene. I wanted them to take out anything that was not actually happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like
there
you
was
don't
three of them.
It.
There was
there
three
was.
Dream jump scares. Yeah.
Right.
There
and
was
they
three.
Sucked and it's so run of the mill and it's for the 13-year-olds in the theater with their fucking parents.
But there were real ones though. Like when the bird hits the window.
Oh, sure.
I wrote down, I go, bird hit the window jump scare? Are you who as a horror director writes in their script, okay, you know what? Jump scare. Bird hit the window.
Michael Mohan. That's
and they go,
it.
Oh, dude, this is genius. I don't think I've ever seen that.
No, dude, think about it. The right moment, right time.
It's very
honestly,
scary.
It's scary.
It's
shit.
A very scary thing.
Forget the thing that's growing inside her. Let's have a bird hit the window.
Let's show it to audiences. They've never seen a bird hit the window as a jump scare.
No, never. No.
I dude, she's standing out that window. I go, if a bird hits this fucking window, I'm going to flip out. Boom. I go.
And guess what it did?
Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
There's a lot of cheap run of the mill scares or
jump scares
that you're like, unfortunately, you just they're going in a Sydney Sweeney led movie. You're going to get these.
Why Sydney Sweeney? You're saying
you're just going to get my point is she's the hot young starlet. It's like you this type of movie you have to rely on a few jump scares.
Sure,
you don't. I wish there wasn't, but you
they
could have
went
going to.
They could have went the Suspiria route. Is what I'm saying. Where it's not relying on jump scares.
Right. That's true.
That was my point, is that if you're getting like a Sydney Sweeney, like a Dakota Johnson who starred in that remake when she was kind of up and coming, it's kind of very similar. Like, you don't have to go with these cheap dream jump scares that are generic.
True.
Instead, you do something totally different. And that's what I thought this was going to be in the beginning. Great Rotten Tomato scores, like all this shit. I'm like, this is going to be actually a good movie. And instead, you get the same bullshit.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't like it, I guess, is because you're getting the same jump scare bullshit. Pregnancy.
Yeah.
It's just dumb to me. I just don't like it. Nothing in this movie is new. Like, literally nothing in this movie is new.
I will concur with that. And speaking of Dakota, oh my God, they're both Madame Web.
They're both Madame Web? Only
in
one's Madame Web. Oh, yeah.
Weird scenario. We are the same height, Mikey.
Kind of neat.
Yeah, but no. And like the things that I did like about it and why I'm saying that it ramped up for me was because I just liked, like, look, I don't like everything you just said. I agree with. I don't like the pregnancy. We've seen it a million times. I don't want to see it. More Antichrist, none of that bullshit. But I liked the fact that I was not on board, and then I started to get on board right when I feel like she was becoming pregnant and things were happening.
Yeah, things were happening. I'll give you that. Like, actually, things were happening. Like, she actually got pregnant. They asked her, have you had sex? She's like, no, I've never had sex. And it's an immaculate conception, basically.
When you know that's it's
what,
not, though.
That's what we're led to believe, though, is that it is an immaculate conception. The movie's called Immaculate. It's an immaculate conception, right?
Like, if she wasn't knocked out, you'd be going, well, hold on a second. How is she pregnant?
Well, you could always say she was lying, right?
That is true,
You could always say that she was lying. But it's both the same points, though. Regardless, it's both the same points.
Yeah.
We're just supposed to be led to believe that we trust Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
She's never had sex.
Right.
That this is something weird's going on here. We know the nuns are evil.
Right.
From the first scene. Like, we know that the nuns are evil. Yeah. Do we know that the nuns implanted her with a baby at this point? No, we don't know. Right. We're like, what is going on? Is she really? Like, so I grant it to you, things did happen. Like, when that second act starts, like, oh, she's pregnant. Okay, now
things are moving.
This is kind of weird. This is fucking weird.
Right.
And then they slowly devolve into them running tests and seeing the baby. But then her acting, like, I don't know how you can say, like, Mikey, it's the shit she was going through from, like, the 45-minute mark to, like, the hour five mark or whatever. Her reactions to these things were so bad.
No, I agree with that.
Like, so badly acted that I couldn't get past it. And I know you love her, and you're like, anything she does is going to be gold.
No,
so
that's
not
true.
You're blinded by the light.
No, I'm not blinded by the
SS,
jugs.
Dude. You're blinded by the SS,
we did get to see some SS nips through water.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I appreciate that. And I'm sure you appreciate it, too.
I don't. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't. Because I totally cut it off when I'm watching a movie. I want to be entertained. If I want to look at P, I'll go fucking open up my IP and look at it. You know what I'm saying?
What's P?
iPad. We talk about what's P? Pornog, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, pornog.
You just look for it everywhere, and I get you. I know you. That's what I mean. So you see her in that fucking little hot tub thing, whatever the fuck that thing was.
Yeah,
you're just like, lift up a little bit. Lift up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not. I don't care. Because I'm like, I'll just go look at a picture of her. You know, like, make a good movie for me. Make me invested in this goddamn movie.
I get that.
And I get your part.
Yeah.
You want to see a little nip slip. Who doesn't want to see a nip slip, dude? Come on.
I knew we weren't going to get it. Actually, I didn't know we weren't going
to
get it.
Yeah, you don't know. It's rated R, right?
It is rated R.
It has to be rated R.
100%.
Yeah. There were some gory parts.
There
to
was
it.
Some stuff there, dude. There was some body stuff, you know. And then it's just we're on the path of she doesn't know what happened, but I'm pregnant and everyone's like treating me great, but
kind of weirdly.
Weirdly, like, but you gotta have a whistleblower, dude.
But you gotta have Sydney Sweeney like react and like be like, no, I'm not just gonna lay in this bed. I'm pregnant. Yeah. I didn't have sex. Like, she should be freaking the fuck out, is my point.
But there is a part of her that is probably a small 4%, right, going, oh, my God, I got impregnated by God. Because she is all in on her religion.
Yeah, but they don't express that to us, bro. Mm. They don't express her belief that it's actually an immaculate conception and that she wants a pregnancy at all.
That's true.
Give me one scene. That's true. Because I was thinking that that'd be a great, like, way for her for us to balance out the movie where it's like she actually believes this, so that all the manipulation from the priest and the nuns make it easier for us to swallow, because we're like, she actually believes that she's impregnated with the next coming of Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
So that, but the whole time she's anxious about it, worried about it, doesn't want to be pregnant, doesn't want this baby. She's scared shitless, basically.
That's true. So, because if she had a moment where she was even just talking to the friend and she's like, don't you see that this is a miracle?
Exactly. Or praying and talking to God and going, you bless me with this miracle. Like, then I'd be like, okay, I get it. But just nothing happens. It's just straight Rosemary's Horror Movie baby.
But I see what you're saying. Because we don't get that scene that we just described, she should be literally freaking out.
Every time we see her. Every time we see her in bed, laying in, like, she's just like she's acting like it's a normal pregnancy, basically, besides a couple weird faces that she gives. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, I don't know, it just didn't feel real to me. It just didn't feel like this really happened. Mm. I like what you said. If she really was a nun and believed wholeheartedly, then make her that.
Yeah.
Make her a fanatical believer that she really is P with the J.
Yeah, P with the J.
She's pregnant with the J, dude.
With the Jew. You know,
this is the second coming of Jesus.
Right.
Like, this is it. This is Revelations, baby. Let's fucking pop this baby out and end the world, you know?
See, it's unfortunate. They didn't even think about that.
They didn't even think about
it. They just go.
Because it would have made it a way better movie.
Totally. And I'm on your skateboard right now, dude. I'm on your skateboard.
Rama Stellan Skarsgård? Okay,
I'm on your Skarsgård. But they didn't do that. But her freak out came too late. Now, looking at it, 2020, dude, hindsight. So I always say it's 2020.
Yep, 100, dude, 100%.
Her freak out came too late because, now look. When they did show her up there on the pedestal or whatever you want to call it at the top of the church and she looked like Mary, like they basically made her look like Mary.
Okay, I was going to write that down as a note. I thought that was a statue. When they first cut to that, it was so perfect and she stood so still.
Sydney Sweeney stood so still.
SSSSSS.
Oh, shit, dude.
Dude, I thought it was like they immediately made a statue out of her because they thought she was the Mother Virgin.
Right.
That was the best shot of the movie.
Oh, no, it's great. And I think she's in like a lot of the
promotional material and shit.
I've seen that, but.
She looked plastic. It was crazy.
She did, but she also didn't look happy.
No, not a, she had like a. That's why I thought it was a statue. She had a zero expression.
She had the Florence Pugh face.
Florence Pugh.
She probably drew inspiration from her in Midsommar.
Like Florence Pugh in this role would have nailed it.
Oh my!
She would have nailed this role.
Mikey, my heart goes out to Pugh. Yes. I know she's probably like, oh, you know, 8 years ago, I would have loved to make this, but I moved. Yeah. I'm on Dune Part 2 now.
Yeah, you know.
But I, dude, the Pugh would have been phenomenal.
Pugh would have been phenomenal. Oh, she would have expressed facial expressions. Sydney Sweeney has a little bit of the Down syndrome look, you know what I'm saying?
It's a little
hot. She's hot as shit.
No, I love her.
But she has that little Down syndrome look to her, you know, where it's like
how
simple.
She delivers lines too.
Though. Oh, fuck, dude.
I'm here from Detroit.
Fucking kidding
it's
me,
all
man.
Just very...
She's like a little baby bird. Yeah, she's just a little baby injured bird.
I never said that.
Wait, you don't believe in God?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's so, I can't.
But would you say that you felt like she was acting a different tune in the last 15 minutes? Like, you got to see more.
But that's easy.
That's easy.
To freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, her last 15 minutes is easy because it's all just anger and screaming. That's it.
Sure.
There's no nuance in her performance. It's like... quiet, timid, and then last 15 minutes, rage.
Yeah.
It's not hard to play rage.
Nah.
You know? I saw you rage fucking Thursday night.
You
know what
so
I'm saying?
Many times,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly, dude.
Rage virus. You've
raging
seen me
alcoholic.
Before. That's true. But the end, we'll get there. But do you feel, okay, so she's pregnant, but you're getting the friend who's like, the friend is doing what Sydney Sweeney should be doing.
Exactly.
And of course, she's going to get punished for speaking her fucking mind. Did you like that scene?
Well, the torture scene you're saying?
Yeah,
it was a fine scene. I mean, it just didn't relay any new info to me.
That's true.
It's just like, oh, the nuns are bad, the priests are bad. Like, yeah, I get that. We've known that for the past hour.
Right.
So like, it just was a gratuitous tongue cutout scene. That's it.
Yeah.
But let's get into spoilers though, because there's a scene before that.
Oh yes.
Let's get into spoilers.
Spoilers, guys.
We might have spoiled stuff already. I don't fucking know, but we're spoilers. So, Sydney Sweeney is a little anxious about this pregnancy. Like we've said, she's anxious about it, but she's not, like, freaking the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
But she does want to go to a hospital.
Right.
And she says, let me go to a fucking hospital. Right?
Right.
And they're like, no, whatever.
You got everything you need here.
So, all of a sudden, they set it up earlier where they show them cutting chickens' heads off, right?
Right.
So, scene starts. Priest bursts in her room, blood gushing from her vag.
Yeah.
All there's like it looks like a fucking baby being born in 1572.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like we're talking blood,
it's
dude.
Gross.
You know, this is where like the mother's dead after the birth.
Right.
That's how much blood was coming out of her. So the priest freaks out. They're like, we got to get her to a hospital, basically. So I'm like, oh shit! All right, cool. Let's
they're
take
getting
it.
Like, out of here.
This is cool. Let's go to a hospital. Let's see what happens. No, she took a dead chicken. Use that blood, she's not really bleeding. So the priest take her in the car, thinking she's bleeding. They're driving down the hospital to the road, and one of the nuns finds the chicken underneath the bed and calls the priest in the car. A fucking cell phone rang.
I
burst. Mikey, what the fuck?
I was like, what?
There's
no way this takes place where there's cell
phones. The car they're driving is old.
Nope.
Everybody's attire does not look like new. I know it's nun and priest stuff, but it doesn't look new at all.
Right.
All the technology for the ultrasound was old technology.
Right.
The screen that came out, like There was nothing new about this movie. And then he just picks up a cell phone.
See? I'm like, I would have loved if, because I go, oh, this doesn't matter. You're good. Because there are no cell phones.
Exactly.
I go,
exactly.
How are they going to get away with this? Like, is the nun going to try to follow them and like get in a car? I was thinking in a split second that they're going to get to the hospital.
Yeah.
But the doctor's like also in on the
oh, it's like, yeah, it expands right, out to the hospital. And like the doctor, yeah.
Like you see him, like, and he's wearing like, you know, he has like a cross or something.
Sure.
And
then, that would have been great.
Then his phone rings. Because you can have phone lines in the 70s.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah. And at
then
the his hospital. Phone rings. And it's at like, the hospital.
They check for no blood. But dude, that old cunt,
nun?
Mother,
or guy?
Superior, yeah. Whatever she is, she like, before she thinks it, when she thinks it's real, she's like embracing the blood. She brings it to
Mikey,
her face.
She puts it to her face. She takes the fucking rag and puts it to her face. Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney, all you had to do was get blood and just leave the chicken outside, you dumb woman.
Yeah, I know. She put it right under the bed.
Oh, yeah,
it was so
under
stupid.
The bed right
yeah.
to see it.
But see, I was so out of the movie at that point that like that scene didn't even like give me the cringe of it. I was like, oh that's just like that's pig's blood and fucking corn syrup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
fucking corn syrup. It's just fake blood. Like, I wasn't in it at that point to where to like gross me out enough, you know, where it's supposed to gross you out.
Yeah, no, that definitely didn't gross me out. I was more grossed out when.
Oh, you just made the face. You just made a face before. That's why I was like, oh,
no, I was
got
doing
you.
No. Sorry. The fact that the woman put her face in the blood, I mean, a little.
No, it's fine. You were in the movie. That's fine. I'm just saying,
movie,
I was so out of the movie by that point.
I see what you're saying. It didn't even matter.
It didn't affect me where it should. Like, the Saltburn scene. With period blood, that fucking affects you because you're in the goddamn movie.
Think about that once a week.
For me, I just wasn't, by this time, I wasn't, like, in this movie to where I would believe that that was blood. I believe that this lady was so dedicated to put it up to her face. So I just, it didn't, I was like, I feel like I was watching a movie.
I get it.
Basically, it's the best way to say it.
I get it. And you don't want to feel that, Mikey.
No, not at all.
I understand where you're coming from.
You know, you want to escape into a distant land.
Right.
And we didn't even talk about this part of it. We watch this very legally, right?
Of course.
Watch this very legally.
Why would we not?
And I didn't know if mine just didn't have subtitles, right? Are there any subtitles in this movie?
Yeah, so I put on, how do you watch? Bing Bang? Or did
Bing
you?
Bang.
Bing Bang.
No. Oh, I did the Bing Bang.
I Bing Banged. Yeah, I
did Bing Bang.
I Bing Banged, but I put on
closed
English.
Caption?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it only did it for when they were talking. It was really strange, though. And maybe it is the movie.
I think, okay.
When they were talking in Italian, it was giving me the English.
Oh, so it was giving you...
Yeah, but it wasn't
But it wasn't from the movie. It wasn't like subtitles. It wasn't their subtitles.
It didn't look like it.
It was like actual Go Movies captioned.
Correct.
Yes. See, because I think there are no subtitles in this movie.
Oh.
There are no subtitles. And that's why there's a lot of scenes where there's a...
Someone explaining.
A translator that's saying to Sydney Sweeney what was just said.
Right.
Because I watched it with no captions or nothing, and no subtitles were popping up. And I'm like... Ooh, that's the one thing I loved about this movie is that they set it up to where Sydney Sweeney doesn't really know Italian. She knows like a few words. She's trying to learn it.
We're her.
So we don't understand what all these people are saying, and we only get little glimpses of when she's like, what did she just say?
Sure.
And then we hear it, or someone's translating, and we go, okay, we only know the important stuff.
Mm.
So I was trying to feel even more connected and in the world, like I was Sydney Sweeney, not knowing what these nuns are talking about or what this priest just said, what the doctor just said. I don't know because Sydney Sweeney does not know what they're saying.
Well, you know what made me do it, Mikey, was in the first 30 seconds when our opening nun is praying, there was nothing on
but
screen.
But it's just a prayer. That,
exactly.
And she does the sign of the cross and says, amen. So I go, oh, that's just a prayer.
Sure.
They don't need subtitles in there. We know she's praying.
Right. So I went back and then I turned it on.
Oh, you nut.
And then it played it. And I go, oh, so they're going to do it for when it's, and then it only did it when they were speaking in Italian.
Well, yeah, okay.
But it was kind of strange, though, because I'm like, well, why am I not getting subtitles for the entire movie?
But did you just hit closed caption, you're saying? Like, what did you hit to get the subtitles on the Xbox?
Whatever that option. Well, no, it's through the website. So it was, like, through the website under settings, probably just audio English or something like that.
Okay. I don't think I've ever done that, so okay.
It was weird. I've never done it before either.
So we don't...
But the point is, there is no subtitles in the movie.
You're 100% sure, though?
Because
what you just said is that they translated the Italian for you.
No, but it was in black background. Like, it looked like it was from a site. Like,
it wasn't legit, you're saying?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to give them credit and say that they didn't do subtitles.
Because that's a cool thing where I've never really seen that before, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I like that they didn't do subtitles for it, because our main character doesn't understand understand it.
No, not
so
at
why
all.
Why should we understand? Right. And they were speaking a lot of Italian.
There's a ton of Italian.
There was so much, and I'm like, ooh, this makes you even more like paranoid and confused,
not
and all
knowing
that stuff.
What they're saying
exactly. And you're fucking pregnant, and it's just like it's a wild situation. So I did like that choice because I don't
think
I've ever
seen
it before.
When the friend is saying how she doesn't like the cunt nun, did you see what she was saying?
No.
It did on the bottom.
And mine had, Mike, zero, nothing came up under me the whole movie.
So then they didn't have subtitles.
Yeah, I don't think they did. But again, we watch this very legally, so we wouldn't know is all I'm saying.
No, we don't know, guys.
But
we don't.
We could be wrong, but all I'm saying is that if that the director made that choice, I will give him a notch for that.
Michael Mohan?
Michael Mohan. He's a Mike, but I looked up what he did. I'm like, oh, yeah, he did.
Right?
Yeah, but there was some funny name. I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy famously directed. It was like some stupid name. I forgot what it was.
Oh, are you talking about? Oh, he did the Voyeurs, which came out a couple years ago. I never watched with Sidney Sweeney.
No.
Paris Gets Naked. Pink Grapefruit?
Yeah, that's what
Everything Sucks?
I was like, oh, it's the guy who did Pink Grapefruit. I swear to God, I was going to stand on this podcast. I just forgot. I didn't write it down.
Good old Michael Mohan.
So, yeah, so I like that part about no subtitles because it just adds to the world. It's like that movie that we watched with the chick from It Follows recently in the past, year or two.
Yeah.
Watcher.
Watcher.
It was called Watcher.
Watcher, yeah.
Yeah, like that was great because she's in a foreign country and we don't know what people are saying and it adds to it. There are a couple subtitles in that movie. Yeah. But this movie had like zero, hopefully. Unless we go to the movie theater and it's entirely, but I don't think it is.
I don't think it was.
Because why would Sidney Sweeney ask, what did she just say? And then have another character tell what she just said if there were subtitles.
It's a waste.
You're not giving the audience more information than our main character is going to be getting in a movie like this.
Totally agree.
So,
But Mikey, can we talk about logistics of how? Sorry, excuse me.
How?
I just almost sounded like Sidney Sweeney.
He did.
How?
Can we talk about the logistics of how they actually got her pregnant?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So let's tell them what it is, though.
So
what's
guys,
going on?
So, guys, at the nunnery, the coven or whatever you want to call it. Those are witches.
Coven of nunneries.
The whole mission here is for them to find a woman to impregnate with the DNA that is on the nail from the crucifix
a virgin woman, like Mary.
Just so that way it's they can say that it's immaculate.
They're trying to bring Jesus back, basically.
They're trying to bring the second coming. But how can you just get? It's not like they had Jesus's cum.
No,
they just have his blood. I never understood when these. And again, it's a movie. I get it, whatever. But it's like, wait, this guy in this old fucking cell in this Italian nunnery is just like him and a couple of guys are cooking it up and making, like, are they banging her and putting it in?
No, I don't think so.
The fucking thing, you know what I mean?
Because it's crazy, because, like, at one point later when she goes down, like, the layer and they, like, open the door, it's, like, to, like, this laboratory of, like, jars filled with fetuses and, like, computers and, like, these, like, test tubes and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
This is all the tools you need to make this happen.
It's just
test tubes and computers.
It was just funny that, like, all test tubes and computers were in the bottom of this nunnery. Like, the movie totally just, like, shifted, you know? And I'm like, okay, and the guy just says it's his experiments, basically. Right. So that's what we're supposed to buy, is that it's just his experiments, using the blood of Christ and impregnating her with that.
So whose semen is it?
Maybe, Mike, it's the blood of Christ. See what I'm saying? It's the blood of Christ. So he could be taking the blood of Christ, right?
Yeah.
Mixing it with some other sort of, they have, you know, ways of...
Spinning.
I'm not a fucking, obstetrician or whatever the fuck they call them. Is that what they call?
I have no idea.
Whatever,
that's
guys.
Pretty good though.
We don't have kids, but
you know what
I like? We work kids.
Phlebotanists. Those are the guys
that
take the blood. That's a cool name.
That's a great name.
I don't understand it, but again, it's fine. It's a movie. You got to suspend.
Yeah.
Belief.
Well, because they believe in it.
Sure.
Like, so we're supposed to like take it that this actually is like some sort of, you know, fanatical. Oh. Yeah, but it's a fanatical group that are making this woman, this virgin woman, pregnant.
So while they knock her out, they somehow
go into her.
And they inject it like they do with a cow with that thing.
Absolutely. That's what I would assume.
But again, you don't have to, I guess it's not the important whose
it doesn't matter.
It is.
Exactly.
Even though, of course, you know me, the nut I'm thinking about.
Of course, but it might not even be semen. That's my point.
Yeah. All right.
Because it's about religion.
Sure.
And in Roman Catholicism and Christianity, Mary was a virgin.
Right.
So there was no semen in Mary.
There was no semen. That's a good point.
So that's what this whole movie's trying to say, is that they were, by scientific methods, whatever that is, he's recreating that with the blood of Jesus, Jesus' DNA, basically.
Right.
He came up with something that was able to impregnate her, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, that's because otherwise, if it's just his, then why would these babies be coming out all fucking weird?
Well, yeah, that's we'll get you know to what that I'm saying. Soon. But what about the woman who tried to drown her?
Yes.
Who
the mean chick from the beginning.
The mean chick, and she's obviously jealous, but she even... So here's the thing that's confusing about the movie itself, right? Everyone there doesn't know exactly what's going on.
They never make that clear.
They don't.
They never, but because there are a lot of nuns with the red thing over their face that we see throughout the movie.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We at least I see six plus.
Easily.
At least six plus.
Baker's dozen is what they
Yeah, there you
say.
Go. Baker's dozen.
So, but... The woman who doesn't like her and says, don't, you know, don't take your vows, she's the one who tries to strangle her and drown her, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
But then as she leaves, she says, it should have been me, let them, it should have been me, try again.
Oh, so then that makes sense.
So she knows.
Yeah, she knows. Yeah,
so
she knows.
Maybe not everyone, but she knows.
She knows, because she's like the right-hand nun to the main nun.
But... Why I'm saying this, though, or why I'm just thinking, you know, let's talk about the logistics and everything here. So what does that mean? That she knows that they knocked her out and that they tried to impregnate her, but it didn't take? How did...
No, she knows what the covenant is doing.
But she said, it should have been me.
Yeah.
You try again.
Yes, do it on me.
Oh, I thought it was implying that she's saying, like, it didn't work. Try it again on me. You're just saying.
Yeah, she could say try it again on me. Yeah, absolutely. What do you mean? She could say. Yeah. Wait. I'm confused about what you're confused about.
Okay,
sorry.
Sure. What I'm saying is that it almost feels like she is saying
she's had it before
and it didn't work.
Yeah. Try it again on her.
But it's like they knock you the fuck out to have you do it. So they knocked out Sydney Sweeney, right?
Okay. Yeah. Let's because Sydney Sweeney's not privy to any of this information. When they first do it to her.
This
girl could have woken up from that the first time and been like, oh my God, it's a miracle. I want to birth Jesus. Like, she's so fanatical that she's like, she wants to birth Jesus.
No, but my point is no one's telling you unless you don't know what's going on unless you're pregnant.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so she got pregnant.
No. Oh, like a miscarriage.
Yeah, it could have been a miscarriage. Or it was one of the mutated ones. All the babies come to term.
Or they cut them
That's
out.
That's where all the jars are all
So she's
over
saying,
there.
Okay,
yeah.
I had an opportunity. It didn't work.
Yeah.
I know it didn't work. Try again.
They've been doing this shit for years.
She's just like,
she wants it so bad.
She wants it. Mikey, I forgot about the jars for a second.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. They do a fucking pan shot of the. There's a lot of fucking
and they're not even
mutated babies.
They're sitting there like a couple weeks, couple
know,
months.
Dude.
It's gross down there, dude.
It's disgusting.
Who wants to do their fucking work in that place?
It's the whole movie is just like grungy and nasty, you know, but...
do you like the way the film looked?
There were some good shots in it.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. But it was a boring looking movie to me.
Again,
well, because it's a boring setting.
Yeah.
It's just a boring, like, it's like a fucking, we went to Catholic school. It's like church is just boring.
It's boring. Church is boring.
Like, unless you're in like a cathedral, like it's just think about where priests and nuns live.
Yeah, that's a good
it's like
point.
The most boring, dumb places in the world. Everything's so plain.
You just made me think. We gotta make a horror movie that's in. I said now, Lord,
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Like, why aren't
they? Wait, where? Oh, you're saying the Baptist church?
Only Catholicism.
Yeah.
Where the guy's like, we gonna get you pregnant?
Yeah, exactly.
You can have fun with it.
Yeah, real fun with it,
dude. They never do that. It's always Roman Catholic. It's always Catholic.
Always Catholic. It's always nuns and priests. It's always nuns and priests. It's never little Billy Bob preaching.
No,
it's never little Billy Bob.
Because little Billy, baby Billy,
baby Billy.
Bro, if it was one of those, but again, you gotta make it black.
I'll get you pregnant. 2 seconds.
Dude, that'd be a funny movie, dude. But no one does that. It's always serious.
No.
It's about Roman Catholics.
And that's what I'm sick of.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm just sick of that boring Roman Catholic setting of da-da-da. But there were some nice shots.
Yeah, sure.
Like that shot of Sydney Sweeney when they're panning out and like the
looked
statue
great.
Shot that I was like, oh my God, this is a beautiful shot.
Looked great.
But a lot of the movie was... Just it's boring. I'm like, oh, here's a shot of Sydney Sweeney in her bed again. There we go.
Sure.
She's just lying in bed. She's just lying in bed.
She's a lot.
Okay, fine. And then there was one shot where her hair was curly. Did you notice that?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, it was weird because you're like, well, why is it curly
and
now?
And it wasn't curly in the next scene or the scene prior to that.
No.
I was like, this is a reshoot or something? Because her hair was like legit curled.
Legit curled.
I'm like, why is it? What the fuck? It was
strange.
A weird scene. But
strange decisions. They burn a foot. There's a lot of nasty.
But that told us that they've been trying this fucking shit. This eugenics Nazi bullshit for fucking years.
Right.
That nun was how old? 90-something years old?
Old.
And she had the cross burned on her feet. But I'm like,
been passed down from cardinal to rapist to priest to rapist to cardinal.
Absolutely. A lot of rape cardinals. But
boys there.
I took that as, so Sydney Sweeney realizes what's going on. She goes down in the basement and the priest basically gives his villain exposition dump. We learn what's going on, that they're trying to use the blood of Jesus to recreate the second coming or it could be the Antichrist. I don't know. It probably is the Antichrist. So that's where the final, you know, she does, I'll give him credit. When she hits the nun in the head and beats her face in like 5 times.
Yeah.
Those scenes gave it a little bit of
a little juice.
It lifted it up a little bit.
Sure.
It lifted the movie up because it's like, oh, okay, this is actually an R-rated,
yeah,
taking itself serious movie.
They're going for it. Yeah,
they're going for it. It's not a nun, like the movie The Nun. It's not like just a PG-13 kind of CGI bullshit thing. It's like, no, it's a heavy ass fucking thing.
Yeah.
She beats the shit out of this main nun. It's awesome.
Like, she beat her fucking face in.
And she hit her like right here. And it made me go like, ooh, my bottom front teeth were just shattered. Like, it was like top of the chin, bottom of the teeth. That was her last hit. I was like, a couple hits before, it was the nose and the nose disappeared.
And then chin.
I'm like, oh shit.
Dude, I feel you on the chin. I don't like stuff like that.
A fucked up shot, dude. Yeah.
That was good. And again, at this point, there's only 15
Anakin?
Minutes left.
Okay.
So
yeah,
you
no,
know
it's only
where things like, sorry, not that you know where things are going, but you know that she's trying to get the fuck out. She's taking matter into her own hands.
Yes.
And let's just see what she does. Let's see if she burns the place down.
Well, Mikey, funny that you say that, because my second to last note is I called that she was going to burn the place down because they kept showing lighters and matches all throughout the movie.
Oh, shit.
Mikey, you know how many, even in the opening scene when the girl's in the coffin, she lights three matches.
Yeah.
The guy's sparking up cigarettes with the Zippo. There are so many shots of lighters and matches in this movie she's burning something down at the end.
Great call.
I just knew that. And she didn't burn the whole place down, but she burns down the eugenics laboratory.
That guy wasn't getting out, by the way.
No.
That guy was done.
He's done. He comes out of the fucking thing.
Like, yeah, it's done. Half my face.
But she kills the main nun, and she's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Please get me out of here. She kills the cardinal.
She kills the cardinal.
That was a nice little, how do you do?
Exactly. And then before that, like the torture scene, we learn that the friend gets her tongue cut out, and then we never see her again.
Then you see her corpse, Mikey.
Oh, you're right. We see her. Yeah, and that's how that's why she gets scared. You're right.
This is down in the crypt.
Down where the crypt keeper lives.
Now you're going where not a lot of people go in the nunnery, Mikey.
Only the dead fetuses and
Sydney Sweeney.
And the two guys.
That's right.
That guy looks so Nazi-ish, the second guy. He looks so Nazi-ish. 100%. It was hilarious.
I'm with you on that.
They cut after Sydney Sweeney first walks in that room with the door, like the main room. And the guy's kind of explaining the thing, and then the camera just pans over to that guy, and he's like stoking a fire, but he has his legs crossed. He has like that mustache and haircut. He looks so Nazi-ish,
and I'm like,
he's not a Nazi, but like you're making him look like a Nazi. It's kind of
SS, Mikey.
There we go. It's all connected, dude. So this is our final confrontation.
This is the final how do you do, as we'll call it.
Absolutely. Final how do you do.
Mikey, as all this is going on, guess what?
What's up?
That's water breaking.
Oh, right after she kills the main nun.
She walks right out of the room.
Yeah.
And now you've got a little bit of a ticking clock, right? Because you're going, well, we know it's wrapping up soon because the movie is only 89 minutes.
Which was amazing.
She's on her way out.
Yeah.
She's trying to escape, and obviously this is when shit's going down. So you're just adding the element of, oh, shit, this must really fucking suck. Like, she's trying to escape, but there's a baby trying to come out.
Right, absolutely. She's literally giving birth while trying to get out of this place, yeah.
And at this point, you think that when she burns that room and locks the guy in...
Yep.
How much time is it between the end of that, by the time he comes back?
He comes back in like 2 minutes.
It's pretty quick, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because she breaks the door down.
Yeah.
Right.
She lights the fire, and then she starts running down that hallway.
Right.
Sees a dead body, I think, right? Or was that before? I can't remember per se either,
but how does she get back towards the front of the door, in front of the lab, and then he breaks out of it?
No, she doesn't go back towards the front of the door.
She stays there.
No. She's walking down the hallway, and she finds that like light at the end, that little like circle of light.
But then he comes back one more time.
He breaks out of the door.
Right.
And comes at her as a burned freak, you know?
Right.
And then he winds up killing him. She winds up killing him.
Let's talk about that. So,
talk about it.
So, dude, we see it earlier that she actually takes the nail of Jesus. Like, she has it with her.
Absolutely.
So, he gets out. He tackles her. He's on top of her. And, you know, guys overpowering a woman. It's going to happen. You're on top. We understand.
Absolutely.
He takes out a little fucking scalpel.
Yeah, scalpel.
And he starts, like, this is, like, 15 seconds of him just starting to cut open her stomach.
Cut open the stomach.
But it's not until the very end that she decides to take...
She's just sitting there. Yeah, she's just sitting there, dude.
And finally gets it out. And I'm going, dude, you let this guy on top of you for 15 seconds, and you were just like letting him do it. And
of course.
The final,
anyway, and then the final nail to the neck.
It adds retention, I get it. But I just hate stuff like that because it's so stupid. Like, you would do everything in your power to make sure that this guy doesn't cut open your stomach.
1,000%.
But then stabs him through the fucking neck. And guess what? Blood everywhere, all over her face. All over. He's gone. So now she...
No, I just want to interrupt because I'm still on his death real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude. I go, oh my gosh, she's gonna stab him through the foot or through the hand. I go, how do you not do that?
Because of the implication.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you just do one through the foot, and then he's like, oh fuck, and then she lifts it up again and stabs him through the hand. Exactly. And you just like, it just, right there. Like, it's the nail of Jesus.
Right.
And she kills him with it, and you don't have her stab him through the foot, pick it back up, through the hand, pick it back up, then in the neck. Then you're like, okay, little symbolic here. Yeah. We did something with the nail of Jesus Christ.
Symbology.
Instead, it's just like, it could have been anything.
Yep.
It could have been a knife, a dildo sharpened, a shank. It could have been anything, man.
It could have had dildos.
Instead,
back
it's the literal nail of Jesus, right, I'll call it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. With the special DNA in it, by the way. Let's not forget about
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. And then she sees the light.
She's
the light to get out. And
almost descent-like.
Yeah, she sees the light.
Sydney Sweeney sees
the light. Sydney Sweeney sees the light. Sydney Sweeney sees the light.
She gets out. She crawls out.
Crawls out.
But guess what, Mikey? It's baby time. Yeah, it's baby time, dude.
Baby time.
I think she does. This is the best acting for her. But again, it's like you said.
It's not hard. You could do it.
I could do it.
Mikey, you could sit there and I put a camera on you and just act like you're taking a big shit and it's not coming out.
Sure.
You'd be able to do that for it's like a 40-second shot. You'd be able to do that.
It's a long time.
You'd be able to do that.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. She gives birth.
Yes. And it is a one shot on her face for probably like a minute and she's just screaming at the camera. That's not hard. I'm not saying she's bad and like that was a bad scene. I'm saying it's just that's not range.
No,
that's not
she
like
has no range.
That's not fucking what I always forget the name from Hereditary.
Toni Collette.
That's not like a Toni Collette scene at the table, right?
No,
that's not like where I'm like, oh my god, I believe that this is actually that character.
That was
this
real.
Is just Sydney Sweeney screaming.
Sure,
that's all it is, man.
And I think they do a one-er to the end. No, did they cut?
It's a one-er.
It's a one-er to the end, right?
Yeah, when she picks up
at the rock.
Yeah,
Dwayne Johnson. I think it was. I think from the time it's on her face when she's screaming to the time.
And then it pans back out, saying?
And then it shows the log, and then she walks back.
And then you
the
see a little, you see the little black baby thing in the back. So you're saying it pans out.
I think it's all a one-y.
Well, all I was saying is that it has to pan out because it gets really wide when she goes and grabs the rock. So that's all I'm saying. Okay.
Oh, wait, but then you're right. Does it flip around and follow her in front? No, it must cut. It has to cut. You're right.
No, when she grabs the rock, it's definitely a one-er. Like, when she grabs the rock and walks back over to him, it doesn't cut.
Mm.
The rock's almost on the camera. It's almost like, she picks up the rock and the camera kind of follows with it.
Mm.
And then she walks over and then, boom, she lifts it up and then cut to black. Yeah.
The baby, did you hear it?
Yeah, the gurgle. You hear the gurgle.
The fact that it wasn't just...
No, like they wanted...
It was not human.
They wanted to let you know it was like a mutated, nasty thing.
Like deep and like...
It was like a human gurgling. Yeah,
I'll give him credit for that. That was creepy, dude.
But show it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I would have loved if they actually showed it.
You don't have to give a full, eight shots and from every angle. Just do a quick. It could be covered up by like a little bit of blood and shit, but give us a quick look.
It could be like 12 frames.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be a second. You just and you cover it up with blood and leaves and grass, but it's still. But you get a little bit of an idea.
Just to have an idea.
Just to have an idea of what just came out of her.
Because it sounded great. Now incorporate that with a look.
Absolutely. And we watched the whole movie for this moment right here.
It was.
That's
really
it. Like I want to see what that fucking thing looks like. You know.
She she doesn't even really like want to. You could tell she doesn't. She's not even really looking at it.
No,
she's
no
like
way.
Zoning out absolutely. And just kind of looking ahead. And she's like,
absolutely.
Ah, and then she does the bashing.
And then she kills it, which is a mercy kill. She it's does mercy the mercy kill. She could have just left that baby there, but
sure.
Who knows what it is? Is it the Antichrist? Is it Jesus? We don't fucking know. Maybe Jesus is a mutant.
In all these movies, though, dude. Anytime they do, oh, you're gonna bring on the. You don't know shit. But it's not even like you don't know shit, of course. But like you don't know. What if this thing is just like uncontrollable?
Oh yeah.
What if this thing is like mongoloid and you just can't talk to it? It has no understanding of anything. What if it's a fucking beast that runs away on four legs?
Yeah, it's crazy. You but these people know. Are religious.
Yeah.
Mikey, these are like the most religious people in the world. Priests, nuns,
by far, yeah.
Taking care of dead. Like this is just like. It's just these are dedicated people. Yeah, if anybody's going to believe, it's these people.
Right, right.
That's
right.
The only leeway I'd give it there is that, like, yeah, of course. It's yeah. not It's not like we're dealing with Chuck and Larry down the street.
No,
you know what
no,
I mean?
No, no,
the
no,
two,
no.
The gay homosexual couple that lives three doors down
they're
from
great,
me.
By the way. They're
awesome fucking awesome.
People.
Man, Larry's a little bit better than Chuck, but
I feel
Chuck's
you.
Cool sometimes.
Well, they listen, know. So shh.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
But I will say the quick runtime. I love it, right?
Sure.
I love it. It's great,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Yeah, quick, me too. Yeah.
That's what I always say a horror movie should be an hour and a half.
I totally agree.
Don't need any more than that. But I will say that it cuts down on us, like, relating to Sydney Sweeney's character.
Mm.
It does, what is her character? Tell me something about her character.
No, you don't know shit.
It's nothing.
All, no. It's all just what you were told. She's a girl
and,
from Detroit.
And what happened to her?
Who died for seven yeah. minutes, and now her life is to become
that could
none.
Have happened to anybody. There's nothing special. I don't know anything about her. I don't know her parents, her mom, her likes, her dislikes, what she's afraid of, what she's... I don't know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, this is a character-driven story.
Right.
We're supposed to be, like, really relating to Sydney Sweeney here. And you can relate. There are a lot of parts where you can relate to because you're just a human. But it just... It didn't leave any time... For us to, it's a very plot driven movie.
Yes.
It's very much like this happens, this happens. When in reality, I think it could have been more of a character based movie about this woman going fucking nuts because she thinks battling, is this really Jesus? Is this the Antichrist? What, like, really battling with
how
that?
Am
but
I
they,
pregnant?
They don't explore that at all. They just literally don't explore that. It's
you're
just
right.
like, it's more plot kind of shit, you know?
It's,
so
it's condensed and it is condensed because of the runtime.
And
so
it's not
I totally
scary.
Understand that. No.
And that's what makes me mad about horror movies too, is it's not
scary.
Scary.
I agree.
There's not one scary scene. They got close with the lady in the hallway in the beginning, like that white old the old lady in white.
Yeah.
That was like a Hereditary-ish kind of scene, you know, no jump scare.
No.
She just turns in the dark, no music, no nothing, just see it. You're like, what the fuck?
What is that?
That's it. And then she turns the lights on and it's gone. That's it. I love those.
Me too.
I love those. Like, that's the only little bit of, like, ooh, this is a horror movie, man.
Yeah.
Fucking scare us.
Get me fucking under my covers. Get me little fucking little Mikey comes out. You know, 7-year-old Mikey's going, what's that?
I don't want a bird flying into a window. Like, that doesn't, like,
that is unforgivable. I concur with that.
And then Sydney Sweeney just waking up after stuff. Like,
I'm so sick of stuff like that, dude.
So dumb, dude. And then, obviously, we talked about it before. I mentioned it, the themes of abortion and the Catholic Church. This could be a total allegory for that.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
sure.
Total allegory for that.
Saying about what a woman can't do and can
exactly,
do.
Exactly.
The control.
And the religious, the church will go to any lengths to have it, to bring this pregnancy to term. So that's why I think this movie is getting good reviews as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it has that message to it.
Sure.
And I'm not saying I'm for or against that. We're not a political show, guys.
No, not at all. Fuck
Trump,
that.
Trump 2024. We're not a political show. Joe Biden's great. We love everyone. But that's why I think it did get a little bump because it has that theme to it. It does. You can't watch this movie and not think about abortion.
It speaks to an audience, though, Mikey. And the audience is people who love abortion. Anti-abortion.
Sure.
Or both.
No, because the anti-abortion people are bad. In this movie, they're the priests
movie,
and the nuns.
They're the devils.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're the ones that are forcing this young lady to bring to term a pregnancy that does she want? That we don't even know if she fucking wants
it. But guess what? She takes matters into her own hands, Michael.
She
and
does.
She gets rid of that baby after it's born.
She kills. Yeah, she kills the baby. You're right.
She kills
does
the
kill the baby
after it's born.
After it's born.
That's
absolutely.
The ultimate. That's the fourth.
I think
trimester.
The theme is that if your baby's gonna be slow, mutated, and a little. Unworded. Just hit it with a rock. That's it.
That actually is kind of fucked up.
That's the theme. That's the message of the movie.
Yeah,
that's it. Doesn't matter who you get pregnant
and guess
by.
What? And it's so you're not gonna go to jail.
No one's gonna know.
How should you get out of there, by the way?
She's out. What do you mean?
But I mean, how she? Oh yeah. I mean, it's probably a long hike. She'll
outside.
Survive.
Oh
she'll
survive. Yeah, yeah.
She's got milk. She'll be fine.
Milk.
She's got milk. Sydney Sweeney can survive off her own milk, dude.
It's like drinking your own piss, dude.
Well, if you have to do it to survive,
you could. You could do it.
Yeah, yeah. I never will.
So yeah, so those were all my notes.
That's all I got for Immaculate too, dude. Baby noise at the end is my last thing I wrote.
Baby noise at the end. All right. You had a baby noise at the end. I like it. Was there any,
we kind of skipped over it. It's not the big a deal, but
no, talk about it.
She finds the file. Remember she cracks into that
the
file.
Red, yeah. The red file. Yep.
To find that, oh, maybe they've been on like looking at me for a while here. And then I remember going, really, you know, nunnery, Catholic Church, like, do you have to really go back that, like, do you really have to work that hard to find that?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, they're doing it to a lot of other nuns.
So many.
It's not like it's a specific thing, you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I just remember I was like, oh, I guess we didn't really need that. We don't need an explanation that, like, they're trying to find these broken birds.
You're right, Mikey. The climactic single take. Giving birth scene was done in two takes, but the first one was used in the movie. So it is a oneer.
But the whole way through.
This just says giving birth
scene, huh?
Climactic single take giving birth. But it could have been all one because it felt long. It felt like a long. I was like, Jesus Christ, this shot's going on for a long time. It could be her grabbing the rock and going up to smash it. It could be all one. They could have just panned out and fired.
Yeah, they could have. They could have.
Could be one. I would say yes.
Okay.
After reading this piece of trivia, I think yeah, because it says the climactic single take giving birth. Like, I just think that they're saying the whole, like, the last, like, 2 minutes of the movie, it's just a one shot. No. It's only 2 minutes, but it feels long because it's just a one, you're on this girl's face for, like, half the time. So,
yeah.
Yeah, there's no real trivia here.
No, the big one was obviously about her financing.
She auditioned in 2014 when she was only 17. Years later, she took on the role of a producer and reached out to the writer, acquired and revised the script, hired a director, found financiers, and sold the film to, bum-ba-da-bum, Neon.
Dude, the opening was so... I go, Mikey, I was worried that when I clicked... when I rented this movie legally, I thought it was... It was gonna actually be something else because that's happened to me before.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because, dude, what was it like? Screaming Bear Production? Like that? I've never seen the logos before.
I didn't see the logos.
Oh, dude, they're so.
I think I just hit play, and then an ad probably popped up, and I had to click out of it.
Oh,
so by the time I went back, the production company wasn't
on
the screen.
Dude, it was so bad because I've gotten that before. There was a Wendigo movie I was trying to watch a month ago.
Yeah, Wendigo.
And I go, oh, this has good reviews on IMDb. I almost send it to you. But then I realized when you go to it on...
Not real movie.
It's something completely different.
Oh,
and I go,
this isn't fucked.
So I thought this was the case because, Mikey, you've never seen these logos before.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Let's see if this movie made money.
I looked it up earlier.
So, budget... No budget.
Of course it's not.
Worldwide, they made $21 million.
It's not bad.
I'm sure the budget for this movie was probably like...
few mil?
Yeah, I was going to say two to $5 million probably.
Sure.
That's probably what...
Her tits raised $3 million.
By themselves.
Know what I
mean? By themselves.
I'm going to throw in some of my... Oh, you see how it says rewrote the... Or like
revised the script. Yeah.
You know what they did, dude? They go... And the second act, we got to have a bird hit the window. This guy, Mike Pearl, is going to love it. It's so stupid.
And she also said, I'm not getting naked in any of this.
No, guys, I have to branch out.
No, come
Euphoria,
on.
Yeah, I fucked a black guy.
That was it.
Everybody.
My tits were out all the time.
But that being said, we'll have a white,
and I'll just be wearing a white see-through robe.
Those melons were popping too.
You're in my house. It's not. You're getting too horned up here, dude.
Like, you were shocked when I said she has milk.
Yeah, like that's
milk.
That's what you're thinking about, dude.
Sorry, dude.
It's all right, man. I'm a man. That's all I think about.
I'm a man, dude. Oh, dude. There's the thing.
Think about.
Statue.
I'm looking at it right now,
dude. Statue.
Boom.
Statue,
but she looks more human in this shot.
In the movie.
In the movie, it was like real, like.
Oh, so they only curled it for this scene, maybe? Because she has curly hair there.
But that's not the curly hair I'm talking about.
I do. You know what? I do recall seeing it another time.
It was a quick scene where she, and it's like a side view, and she has curly hair, and I'm like,
on the side.
I'm like, what the fuck? And then the rest of the movie, her hair's not really that curly.
Oh, what do you think about this old lady in the courtyard? You'll never.
That's
leave.
The one I thought you were talking about, the old lady.
Which old lady was I talking about?
Dude, like 40 minutes ago, you're talking about the old lady in white that has the three scares. That's the lady.
She's in white. Is she in white? I thought she was in like blue or something.
Mikey, what? They're wearing white.
It was all white. But this is the same old... No. The old lady I was talking about in the beginning was the old lady who is literally senile. She's a nun.
Yeah, and that's what I said is I thought they were all three different women. So I guess I'm right. So what I'm saying is I think I'm right that there were three scares with old women is what I'm saying.
Yes.
There's one in the doorway. There's one when she snips her hair. And then there's one where the scene you're talking about right now. They're all different women.
They're all different women.
Right?
They gotta be. Yeah,
okay. That's what I'm saying. They're all different women.
Anyway.
But yeah, immaculate, dude.
That's immaculate.
That was definitely not an immaculate review of immaculate, but it was a pretty decent one.
But you know what, dude? The fiend watchers out there will say it was an immaculate reception of the audio.
I love it.
They received it.
I love it. Right. And listen, again, this movie, like, I get it was like a passion project for Sydney Sweeney, but nuns, pregnancy, Rosemary's Baby type bullshit. It's 2024. Like, you can't, Mike.
I get it, bro. I agree.
Like, you just can't, man.
I totally agree with you on that.
Those themes are dead.
Guys, we're bringing the Black Baptist horror movie, and it's going to be a fun but scary movie, though. We'll have fun with it.
See, I got a good idea.
Uh-oh.
It's like the Righteous Gemstones.
Yep.
But it's a Black Baptist family.
Love it.
Who's, like, super rich. It's
totally,
right?
Yeah.
Private jets from their preaching, but they're corrupt, obviously, right? Sure. You must feed the seed, and then the seeds of your sowing will begin to sow.
Right.
Whatever the fuck they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Then they get found out and caught, you know, I don't know.
What, hookers or something?
No. Like,
embezzling money.
Financially, right?
Yeah.
They have to move to a piece of shit house in the ghetto. Back and that house is haunted.
Oh, okay. So it's
fuck the pregnancy. We're not doing any of that shit.
It has nothing to do with this. Yeah,
it's a fucking horror comedy.
Yeah.
With like a Righteous Gemstones Black family going and living in the piece of shit slum. They're used to living in fucking Bel Air.
Of course.
Now they got to go to this piece of shit slum. It's a haunted house. And it's
Schitt's Creek meets Righteous Gemstones Black.
With Mike Epps starring as the lead preacher guy.
But we'll have some scary scenes, though.
Oh, no. Legit.
It's a horror movie.
Absolutely. Like, you'll be scared real quick, and then we'll just cut to Mike Epps going, oh, shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's... That's what we'll do.
Little tiny looking motherfuckers just walking and stuff.
Oh,
what
yeah.
the fuck is that? But like they think they're above it though, so he thinks that like as a man of God, like he can get through anything.
Absolutely.
But
and
things
he's
are
trying
really
to
happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then he tries to expel the demons and shit, and it's funny. It's just like, and I know you guys are thinking, oh, that's just Marlon Wayne's a haunted house. Like, no, I'm not talking about a dumb mockumentary like that. I'm not talking about that.
No.
I'm talking about like a legit classy horror comedy, dude.
People are gonna be looking at it, they're gonna go, Get Out.
Yep.
In a similar breath, the preacher's
wife's butthole. Yeah.
Do you know what we call it? Black preacher.
Okay. There already is something called preacher, though, right?
I know.
So we got to kind of.
But there's a million things
We call it.
Black mold.
Black mold.
I think there actually is a movie already about, like, there's something similar. It's called Black Mold. That's not bad, though, right? Something with, like, black in it would be. Because, like, not
black.
I can't express my words right now so well. I'm doing a terrible job of it, dude. I'm sorry.
At podcasting.
I'm sorry, dude. I can't do it. Oh, dude, there's a horror movie called Black Mold from 2023. While exploring a decrepit and abandoned facility, an auspicious photographer faces off against her traumatic past.
Ooh, I'm going to watch that.
Why not? It's on Tubi.
No, I might have watched it.
Oh, it's on Tubi.
Maybe. Watch a lot of Pete Schumer's on Tubi. But
what's the movie? Go ahead. What's the name of the movie with Mike Epps and the haunted house preacher?
Black Meets Evil.
It's not bad.
I just thought of it. It's the first words that came to my head.
It's not bad.
It's the first words that came to my head.
I'm sure it's going to be way better than the Black Magicians of the United Gallery, whatever the fuck that movie was called.
the United Negroes College Fund or whatever it's called.
They literally called it that.
It's like the University of Magical Negroes or something.
Dude.
Yeah.
That movie's probably awful. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Immaculate, we got a score,
yep,
Mikey. You
got to
give me a score. What you got for it?
I'm going to give Immaculate a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
4 out of 10. I got to be harsher on these movies, man. 4 out of 10.
Yeah, you're growing older, dude. I get it.
You're growing older, too.
I'm still younger than you.
By a month. what's your score?
I'm going to give it what I gave it on IMDb. I'm going to give it a 6.
Just like everybody else. Every fucking user review is a 6. 6, 6, 6. You piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, man. Well, that was my gut instinct, dude.
Look, the first fucking 5, 4 of them are 6.
Oh, shit.
4 of them are 6. You didn't even look at my iPad. It's okay.
No, no, I did.
Oh, you did?
I did. Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, I turned back and, okay, you know. Well, oh, wow, you're right. There are like a lot of 6s.
There's a lot of 6s.
That's 6.2 out of 10.
Yeah, it's a lot of 6s, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, has one nomination, dude, for the Audience Best Award nominee at South by Southwest.
Oh, that's cool. Anyway. We love South by Southwest.
I don't give a shit about South by Southwest.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. Is it music?
It's,
is it movies?
It's everything.
How often does it happen? Who
it's
goes?
Like twice a year. I don't know. It's in Austin, but it's not. I don't know.
It's all right, guys. But listen, if you watched Immaculate, we're glad you did. You know, if you didn't watch Immaculate, I'm glad you didn't because I don't recommend it. You recommend it.
I'm going to say yes.
Good. Fine.
I'm
going
to
awesome.
Say yes to, I think the average person, check it out if you're the average person.
Okay. Yeah, I would say do not spend money on it. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a great
I know you recommended it, but I'm saying don't, you do not need to like go watch this right now and like it's not.
We spent money on it, so you don't have to.
Boom, boom, bada bing. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's it, right?
That's it, dude, for Immaculate Ejaculate.
I think we did it. Don't forget to check out our other podcast, Two Dope Assault Fiends. Link in the description. We talk about other stuff.
We'll talk about everything you can think of. We did sink.
We do a lot of things. We have fun episodes on there. That's all we're saying.
Don't forget to subscribe and like it.
Yep. Do whatever you want. That's it. Thanks for
praying
and impregnating.
Oh.
By the watch. One more time.
As always.
We're going to be back next time with
something not starring and produced by Double S, Sydney Sweeney.
Fuck.